Good morning. Welcome to The Morning Show with news from the community and public affairs. I'm Ron Fruit. It is always a great day when Allison Dairyland comes and is a guest on The Morning Show. Taylor Schaefer is with us, Wisconsin's 75th Allison Dairyland. Taylor, thank you for including us on your media tour this fall.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it was a wise person who said, time flies.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost halfway through your reign already, aren't you?
It's hard to think about it like that.
Have you had a good time? Has the opportunity met the expectations you had, Taylor?
It has exceeded my expectations. I have had so much fun traveling all over the state of Wisconsin. I have done everything that you can imagine. I've attended some really cool events, things that I never thought that would happen here in the state of Wisconsin, and I was able to take part in it. So I've really done a lot of different things, and I've enjoyed every moment.
Has it elevated your concern and your pride for agriculture?
It has. It really has. And I've had some really good conversations with people who aren't involved in the agriculture industry too. And they see Alice as a person they can approach and ask questions. And I think that's really great, whether I see them in person or they send me a message on social media. It's just a really great way to get agriculture in places that it's never been before.
Well, if we follow you, we'll see you at all these places, won't we?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And I also have a website you can follow along with at allisondairyland.com.
So in the first months of your reign, what have some of the really key highlights been, Taylor?
Ooh, you know, that's a really tough question. I get asked a lot what my favorite memory is. It's really hard for me to pick a favorite, but just to highlight a few, World Dairy Expo wrapped up earlier this fall, and the final day of World Dairy Expo, I was able to deliver the Supreme Champion envelope at that ceremony towards the end of the event. So that was a really great moment for me, something I've been looking forward to since May when I was selected. So to have everything really wrap up that week was really great. And on top of that, one of my former roommates from college was actually announced as the Supreme Champion of the Junior Show. So I remember last year watching her on the TV as she traveled across the country with her cow Annette and forming a bond with even her cow too. So being only feet away from her when they announced her as a Supreme Champion made it even more special for me.
Well, what can make us in Wisconsin more proud than Alice bonding with our cows?
I know, no kidding.
But then we were watching one of the videos, I think, where they talked about the color of the shavings and so forth. There are lots of stories that you tell that, you know, they don't make the headlines every day, but they're really important for us to really understand what a role agriculture plays in our state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one other thing that I could say with that, too, is I attended the Wisconsin Grocers Association convention. So you might not always connect the grocery store directly to the agriculture industry, but certainly they do play hand in hand, right? So I was able to MC the Great Wisconsin Bag Off, which is an event where all of these kids from across the state of Wisconsin will compete to basically be named the best bagger here in Wisconsin. So the winner was able to travel to Las Vegas to compete in the national competition. And that was a really, really fun event. It was a great way for me to answer questions to the audience, have some fun with everyone there. And, you know, those kids are really talented too, those baggers.
Did you feel like if I was trying to do it, I would finish last?
I would. They almost wanted to put me in, and I was very nervous that I was going to have to bag some groceries, but I did work at a grocery store during the pandemic. I just never bagged the groceries myself. I was always working in the back, so it would have been interesting if they had done that.
Isn't it interesting how Alice gets involved in so many positive activities?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you have to feel this is a great place to live and a great state to represent.
Absolutely, and honestly, I have not had a negative experience here in my year as Alice so far. I've enjoyed every single moment. I have truly loved every single person that I've met, every interaction that I've had. And at the end of the day, it's truly great to know that I have such a rewarding job.
Well, we're just ahead of Thanksgiving. We're just ahead of Christmas. And typically that means that Alice showcases the very best Wisconsin has to offer to put under the tree, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So this year I'm going to be highlighting over 30 different something special from Wisconsin companies. And I'll be doing that in a little bit of a different way this year too. So you can follow on my social media. I'll be posting about each of these companies. And then, of course, when I'm visiting different media markets and talking to people just like you, I'll have some other things to say too.
Well, saying something special, you know, we understand the concept, but can you describe the program for us, Taylor, so that we understand what is a well-established program, why it's important, and how it works?
The program is run through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and all of our members, it requires at least 50% of Wisconsin ingredients, production, or processing. So you know that these products were made right here in the state of Wisconsin. And when you're shopping in the grocery store, the easiest way to identify a product from the Something Special from Wisconsin program is to look for the red and yellow oval Something Special from Wisconsin logo. So all of our members will use that to identify that their product was genuinely made here in the state. And again, it's a really easy way to identify that while you're in the store or shopping online too.
And oftentimes, I guess I think of Alice and you come and you talk about food, but Something Special from Wisconsin is much broader than food, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Yeah. And even just with the companies that I'll be showcasing over the next few weeks, we have everything from cutting boards to food items to pet treats too. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can have here from the Something Special from Wisconsin program that aren't just edible.
But even let's take a cutting board, for example. You know, we think of our forest industry and tree farmers and so forth. Some way, shape, or form, a lot of Something Special from Wisconsin goes back to the farm, doesn't
Absolutely, yeah. And pretty much everything here does as well. And there's also some really great ways to experience more than one business at a time as well. So Christine's Kitchen, I don't know if you're very familiar with their company, but each year she has boxes of fun. So that's a great way to support all these different companies that are part of the program because she highlights quite a few in all of her different boxes. So some of the themes are Snack Attack, Countdown to Christmas, which is the new holiday version of an advent calendar. It has 24 individually wrapped gifts inside. And there's also some other things.
Are you forced
like,
to take them day by day?
No, I would be the person to open every single one on the very first day. So this is why I don't get myself advent calendars because I cannot help myself.
Well, but that says something for the snacks from Wisconsin, doesn't it? And the good food.
Oh, yeah. And yes. I know I've tried quite a few of these companies as well out on my own, finding them in the store. And one of them very specifically is the brittle. So I tried the pistachio brittle and I can tell you that I ate the entire bag in one sitting. So it was very
good.
It's
a very small bag.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Small. Sure.
Sounds better on the air, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But was wonderful. I mean, again, it made you proud, didn't
it? Oh, yeah. And just to know that all these companies work so hard to make sure that their products are quality, they're made in small batches, and they're delivered to families across the state of Wisconsin, too.
Something special. It's something that if I really am creating something, I could be a part of the program.
Absolutely.
I?
Yeah. So if you are interested in learning more about the program or finding a list of all of our members, you can find that information at somethingspecialwi.com.
Well, some things that people might not think of. I mean, Something Special could almost be your entire shopping list opportunity.
It really could.
Could be a book, couldn't it?
It could, yeah. So for today, I have When I Listen to a Farmer, which shares lyrical stories and it demonstrates the resilience, reality, and reverence of our farmers, who the author calls the caretakers of our souls. So that's just one of the books I'll be highlighting during my next couple of weeks talking about our Something Special from Wisconsin members. But of course, when you're reading a book, what goes better with than a book? What goes better with a book than a glass of wine? So you can enjoy a glass of wine from Northleaf Winery, and their wines really have fruit so bold that it can't stay bottled up. I have with me the Old World Pomegranate, Rare Blend Cranberry, but there's a ton of other options to choose from on their website as well. Are you a tea drinker?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, yes.
So I do have some tea from Cultivate Taste Tea Salon, and they don't use any flavorings, candy, or sugar in any of their luxurious teas or herbal infusions. Instead, using handcrafted single origin loose leaf teas. So if you're looking for a beverage, that is certainly another option as well.
Huh. But we know it has ties to Wisconsin.
It does. Yeah.
So what is the rule for Something Special from Wisconsin, Taylor?
At least 50% of Wisconsin ingredients, production, or processing. So everything has a tie back to the state here.
And so with tea, undoubtedly, it probably was raised here, wasn't it?
Yeah, most likely. Or it was packaged here as well. So either or.
Again, a great gift for yourself or for the tea drinker on your list.
Of course.
Maybe you drink this tea and then you become a tea drinker. That might be the case.
Of course. Yeah. And they have a lot of different options to choose from as well. But of course, if tea isn't sweet enough for you, that brittle that I mentioned before, the Ghana style peanut brittle or cashew or pistachio, they have a lot of options to choose from Gold Coast Candy LLC. It's easier to bite into and it doesn't stick to your teeth like traditional brittle does. It's also vegan and gluten-free as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
gosh, you're good. You should be Alice in Dairyland. Well, then we move into something else that's a little bit different is, again, don't always think food when you think something special from Wisconsin, even though there are lots of great choices.
Yeah.
There are some unique opportunities too, aren't there?
Absolutely. Especially for those young people in your life. The Jake and Jack Enduring Legacy Bank from Small Legacies makes a thoughtful gift for those people. To promote financial education in young children, their Give, Save, Spend model of banks teaches children how to responsibly manage their money while providing a lasting product that looks modern and elegant. And they have a very unique story as well. Again, all of that information you can find on their website, which is linked off of the Something Special website, somethingspecialwi.com.
Can you give us a little sneak preview of what it looks like?
I can, yeah. I have one with me if you'd like to look at it.
Yeah, let's just do that. I'll let you pull that out.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, I'll tell you that Taylor Schaefer, Wisconsin's 75th Alice in Dairyland, is our special guest in the studio. And we recorded ahead because that works with Taylor's schedule and gives us an opportunity to get her into the studio, which is always a privilege. Oh my, we see a very nice woodcrafted bank, don't we?
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yeah, so there's three different sides on this bank. Of course, one is give, one is save, and one is spend. So you can enter your money into each of these slots and then, of course, save your money up for something. You could even buy even more products from Something Special from Wisconsin members.
Gosh, you know, there are a few adults, one named Ron, that could use something like that very well.
Of course.
Boy, that's really nice, isn't it? Tithe, save, spend. Boy, there's a lesson to be learned in addition to a gift to be given with that, isn't there?
Of course,
very thoughtful.
Yeah, it's really a very thoughtful gift for anyone in your life.
Something Special. I can order, is most of it online to be able to get, Taylor?
Yes, most of these products are online, and you can place orders to have them shipped directly to your home this holiday season. Of course, again, that website is somethingspecialwi.com. We have a full directory list of all of our members that links out to their individual websites if you would like to order that way.
Is it wise to be thinking about that now? I mean, are there some dates on the calendar to make sure we get what we'd like in time for the holidays?
Well, of course, it's always good to shop early for the holiday season just to make sure that you have everything on time. But if you are interested in shopping in person, we actually have a few holiday markets coming up. I will be attending one the Sunday after Thanksgiving weekend in Johnson Creek, but that event goes all weekend long too. So we have a lot of members that are attending that. We'll be selling things just like this bank and all the things I've talked about here today as well. But that's certainly one way to visit them in person.
Your schedule's busy, isn't it? Something every day almost?
Every day, yep. Every day is a new day.
Well, how about our four-legged friends? You know, we think about our children, we think about our parents, our coworkers, but those special pets.
Yeah, yes. You can't forget about them. And of course, Vital Essentials fits the bill for that. So they produce high-quality raw, frozen, and freeze-dried food, treats, and snacks for both dogs and cats. So of course, your pet would love to have something to open up this holiday season, a gift, whether that be just refilling their food bowl or anything like that. So that's something to remember too.
And then we come back to what you talked about a little bit before, the boxes of fun. Are they random then? Is that the way it works?
There are some mystery boxes where you will order it and you'll pay a price and you don't know what you'll receive until it arrives at the door, but most of them...
It's almost like your own gift,
isn't it? Yeah, exactly. It's almost like your own gift, but most of them you pick out a theme. So again, I mentioned the snack attack, pamper someone, and then also that countdown to Christmas box, which is the holiday advent calendar. So there's a lot of different options to choose from on Christine's Kitchen's website, but all of them certainly have some really great products in them.
Do those all come from Christine's Kitchen, or are they other things elsewhere? She creates them all?
She puts them together, but she works with our Something Special from Wisconsin businesses to incorporate a lot of different companies into those boxes. So each box has a different company in it, and it may feature 10 different companies, it might feature 5. It really just depends on the box.
So if you really don't know what somebody needs, well, maybe, or you gift something that just wants something unique.
Yeah.
I think of the fun, though, of watching somebody unwrap one of those boxes that has random things. You both get to be surprised.
It's almost like when I was a kid on the holiday season, my mom did a lot of our Christmas shopping. So my dad was just as surprised when he opened up, or when I opened up my gifts as I was. So it's almost like that if you want to bring the surprise back to the holiday season.
Oh, guilty. I can get along with your dad just fine, Taylor. Well, we find things in stores with that label on. I mean, that's something saying if we really want to support Wisconsin agriculture, something special from Wisconsin is an easy way to do it, isn't it?
Of course, yeah. And shopping for local products this holiday season is a great way to support small businesses and farmers in your community as well. And of course, the Something Special from Wisconsin program makes that very easy with that logo and also shopping online.
Now, when we think about just the future, it strikes me that lots of industries that, you know, kind of those niche industries or people coming up, entrepreneurs who are doing things online they couldn't do before, Something Special from Wisconsin could still be a great tool for them, or maybe even something to launch, you know, a new line in their products or something.
Absolutely, yeah. And we have some really great member resources as well. So we have two staff members at the Department of Agriculture who work full-time with the Something Special from Wisconsin program. So they are certainly a great resource if you're looking to expand your business or you want to learn more about the program as well.
We talk about it in Alice Has Always Visited, you know, in November and December. But Something Special from Wisconsin is 12 months, isn't it?
It is. It's all year round. And certainly if you're looking for a birthday gift, if you're looking for a gift for yourself to make a perfect self-care Saturday or anything like that, they're a great resource to use.
Well, is there a final word you'd like to be able to share with us as we come up on the holidays? You'll probably be cutting a Christmas tree, won't you?
I will. In the next couple of weeks, I'm really looking forward to that. I'll be cutting down the ceremonial Christmas tree in Walworth County. So we're going to be looking ahead to May when the 76th Allison Dairyland will be selected. I have attended events in Walworth County at least once a month throughout the last couple of months during my journey as Alice. But we will start with our selection process here in January and February. So really looking ahead to the new Alice already.
Boy, that seems impossible, doesn't it?
I know.
Time is going fast.
Time is going very fast.
When you think about how you've changed because of all the things that you've had a chance to do so far, and I can see it in your, eyes and your smile, just the confidence, Taylor, that you've gained in the months that you've been Alice and the good job that you've done. It strikes me that young women who would like the same opportunity could really open their own eyes and own doors and opportunities, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, I really just think back to that selection process as well. So we have six top candidates that go through that five-month-long period of training to become Alice in Dairyland leading up to the three-day-long job interview in May. And even in that five-month period, I learned so much about Wisconsin agriculture that I never knew before. And I've grown up in this industry. I studied it professionally in college, but still there's always so much more to learn. And I think that's something I've really held close to me during the last couple of months as Alice. I always want to be the student. I always want to learn something new so I can share that with others as well. And just having an opportunity to be a top candidate is truly a remarkable experience.
I was going to say, even if you don't get chosen as Alice, you become a winner because you participated in that whole process, don't
Absolutely.
You?
And we did start a new program with the Department of Agriculture. So if you are a top candidate for Alice in Dairyland, you do receive a marketing and communication certificate as well from the state of Wisconsin.
Which is awesome. Well, best wishes. Again, Something Special from Wisconsin. Not too early to start looking for the holidays.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Is that where Alice in Dairyland shops?
Yes, it is. So there is a map that I have been following with all of our Something Special from Wisconsin businesses. So if I'm ever in a location and I have an extra 30, 45 minutes, I always make a stop at a Something Special company.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, I can't say enough good things about you and the things that you're doing. Keep it up.
Thank you.
And just take the time to savor these last weeks and months of your reign and continue to serve all of us as you are now.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Taylor Schaefer has been our guest. She is Wisconsin's 75th Alice in Dairyland.